Australia is taking another step toward indefinite detention for some convicted terrorists. The federal government is pushing for legislation in every state so terrorists could be kept in jail after their sentences expire if a court says they would re-offend. The Prime Minister has written to state and territory leaders asking them to quickly agree on laws that could keep terrorists in jail if the threat is assessed as serious. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Some states already have laws to keep sex offenders in jail after they've served their sentence if they still pose a serious risk to the community, and the High Court has upheld those controversial laws. The Federal Attorney General, George Brandis, wants all states and territories to agree soon on the same regime for some terrorists.
It would only apply to very high-risk offenders who, when approaching the end of a sentence of imprisonment, appear not to have shown any signs of rehabilitation. They are people who would be assessed to pose a continuing and serious risk to community safety.
Who would make that judgment?
It would be made by a court. There are various models, and this is one of the things that we want to discuss with the state and territory attorneys general. But my preference is that it should be made by a judge.
He says it could amount to indefinite detention.
Well, it certainly is a scheme which contemplates that for as long as a serious offender continues to pose a continuing and serious risk to community safety, then the safety of the community demands that they be detained. Now, that would be reviewed on a periodic basis, but I make no apology for the government taking the view that if a person having served a sentence of imprisonment for a serious crime shows every indication of a willingness to repeat that crime, to re-offend as soon as they are released, they should remain behind bars.
Senator Brandis won't say if there are terrorists in jail now who would be kept beyond their sentences if these laws pass.
I'm not going to talk about individual cases, but for obvious reasons.
Keeping terrorists in jail after their sentence expires raises legal concerns about procedural fairness and double punishment. Existing measures like control orders might be used instead for some terrorists, meaning rather than staying in jail longer, they would have to wear a tracking device, report regularly to police, or be banned from the internet.
That's another option. This is a scalable set of options. It all depends on the facts of the particular case, and I'm at pains to emphasise that the measure we have in mind would only apply to the most serious category of offender.
State leaders were briefed by ASIO's Director General last December at Malcolm Turnbull's first Council of Australian Governments meeting and agreed to this idea. They then endorsed the next step in April. Senator Brandis wants it implemented soon, but says there will be safeguards.
This would be a judicially supervised process, subject to all the appropriate oversight mechanisms.
He acknowledges there's a risk that leaving terrorists locked up beyond their sentence might provoke their supporters.
These are all fine judgments that have to be taken into account, but always subject to getting the right balance between two very, very important considerations. One is community safety, and the other is the rights of the individual. What we as the national government have to do, and the state governments in collaboration with us, is to ensure that we have all our bases covered, all the potential circumstances in which community safety could be threatened by terrorism provided for.
Federal Attorney General George Brandis ending Louise Yaxley's report.